From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. President-elect Joe Biden is addressing the nation for the second straight day today. This time, he's talking about the future of the Affordable Care Act, which is before the Supreme Court today. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is still pressing its case without evidence that the election isn't over. Attorney General Bill Barr sent a memo last night authorizing the Justice Department to look into Trump's baseless voter fraud claims. And the DOJ official in charge of the Voting Crimes Division resigned in protest. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now. And Tam, tell us more about this memo. Barr didn't say there was voter fraud, just that he authorized investigators to look into substantial allegations. What do you make of this?
Yeah, so there were a lot of ifs and other conditionals in the statement that he put out. He says investigations may be conducted if there are clear and apparently credible allegations of irregularities that, if true, could potentially impact the outcome of a federal election in an individual state. Which is to say that he isn't saying that those conditions exist. And he is specifically saying that frivolous or minor allegations should not be investigated before certification of the results.
Well, it was enough to upset some top-ranking officials at the Department of Justice. Richard Pilger, the DOJ official who oversees election crimes, resigned. How significant is that?
He sent an email to colleagues saying that Barr's memo abrogates a 40-year-old policy, and he says, having familiarized himself with the new policy and its ramifications, he felt that he had to step aside.
Wow. All right. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday joined other Republicans who said that the president has every right to explore and exhaust his legal challenges to get his day in court. Most of the lawsuits, though, Tam, contesting the election counts and other issues have already failed in the courts. Just give us a timeline here. What are we looking at? How long could this process take?
Yeah, most of the lawsuits, and they keep bringing new ones, but most of them haven't even survived their first contact with the U.S. justice system. How long could this go on? It's not clear how long it will truly be sustainable for the president to hold out as more votes are counted. Joe Biden's lead in several of these key states is getting larger. In Arizona, it's getting smaller, but in Pennsylvania, it's getting much larger. And, you know, what's happening here is that Republicans in Congress seem to be indulging President Trump's search for fraud, allowing him to try to exhaust all of his legal options. I mean, potentially it could go until the election is certified, but that seems somewhat unlikely. And in addition to Republicans in Congress, though, who mostly haven't congratulated President-elect Biden, you now have world leaders who are allies of President Trump. You have Boris Johnson tweeting out that he just spoke to and congratulated Joe Biden on his election, and he looks forward to working with him. So you're starting to see the president's allies around the world come and call Joe Biden.
Yeah, the momentum shifting away from President Trump. Now, what about this Republican infighting in Georgia? Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue calling on Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to step down. They're citing election irregularities, again, without any evidence. And the Secretary of State, also a Republican, Brad Raffensperger, forcefully rejected these claims. He's saying they're just upset that they're stuck in a runoff with Democrats. But this is a remarkable example of where the country is right now with this election.
But you are also pointing out something very important there, which is that both of these senators have runoffs in early January. They are campaigning for office, showing that they are still very supportive of President Trump and his position, so much so that they would call for a Republican Secretary of State in their state to resign because he conducted an election that has apparently no major problems. That is just an indication that President Trump, although he did not win, maintains an outsized role in his party. I mean, the other evidence is that most Republican senators who served with Joe Biden when he was in the Senate haven't congratulated him, at least publicly.
Yeah, all of this really is holding up the presidential transition. Biden isn't getting the usual daily presidential briefings that a president-elect normally would. His staff isn't getting access to classified materials. How much could that hamper Joe Biden in the early days of his new administration?
Well, his team is raising alarms. Transition officials say that they are looking at multiple avenues to convince the General Services Administration agency to ascertain that he is, in fact, president-elect so that he can gain access to the resources and intelligence and all of the other things that come with a transition. Interestingly, Republican Senator Marco Rubio told reporters yesterday he thinks transition is important and letting Biden get started wouldn't hurt the president's legal chances, he says.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome.